The first thing that's kind of a big deal for our family is Saint Nicholas Day. And I brought in a
Yeah.
resident expert on Saint Nicholas. Do you like Saint Nicholas Day? Where does Saint Nicholas live?
In heaven.
In heaven, that's right. Yeah, he lives in heaven. Does he protect children? Yes, Saint Nicholas is the protector of children. And so I think even though usually the first Sunday of Advent begins before December 6th, this is kind of for our family the kickoff day. And Saint Nicholas visits the house and he brings a little down payment treat to the kids, doesn't he? What does Saint Nicholas usually bring you on December 6th?
Candy canes, chocolate.
It's a good
That's fun,
opportunity.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of gets everybody excited. And then also, what about pajamas?
Oh yeah, he brings you some.
Yes.
We get new pajamas. We hang up our stockings on Saint Nicholas Day, so we have a
We
lot of
really
Saint
kind of start
Nicholas.
getting some decoration going.
Well, we put up like Advent stuff, like the Nativity without baby Jesus and other stuff like that, right when Advent begins. And then St. Nicholas Day comes, we put up the stockings and kind of do the Santa Claus stuff.
We have an icon of Saint Nicholas that we've had since before we were Catholic. I like to bring that out and put it up on the wall. I think if you have kids, Saint Nicholas is the patron of kids. There's the story of the little boys who get pickled, and Saint Nicholas brings them back to life or saves them. There's the story of the three girls who don't have money to be married, and he donates the money, sneaks into their house, and gives them the money. So these are good stories to tell the kids.
Well, actually, sometimes he'll give you money.
He does. Santa Claus doesn't give you money.
Oh, Saint Nicholas does.
Well,
Good boy.
yeah, okay, that's right. If you're good. So December 6th is a good kid kickoff.
Definitely add in something that your children are doing for other people and that your whole family's doing, so that keeps them in mind and also reminds them to, count their blessings for, that they have Christmas and a family that cares for them. But then they're also thinking of other people. So definitely do something like that if you can.
And make sure you're praying the rosary every single day.
Rosary.
Do you pray the rosary every day?
Yep.
Oh, we have another guest here on the show. What would you like to say to everyone? Happy Advent. Are
Merry
you?
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She wants to
She's
skip
gonna jump
right
right to it. Yeah.
ahead.
Are you excited? Is Saint Nicholas gonna bring you some pajamas? Yes. Good, good.
Sometimes she brings you toys.
Sometimes it brings you toys. If you're a real good kid, if you're a really good
Little
kid, you get some of that. Okay. So pray the rosary every day. And this is a great season, especially for young families, moms and dads with little kids. Hey, kids, let's light the candles on the Advent wreath and let's pray the rosary. And you know what? If you have screaming babies and little 2-year-olds, 1 decade, good.
Mom and dad can finish it if it's
Yeah, mom and dad can
enough.
finish it later, but at least get 1 decade in with those little ones and they'll start learning it.